the refugees have been living for a long time in Chad, in the capital, in N'Djamena. They left N'Djamena on Sunday, the 21st, and actually with all the flights scheduled, I suppose they should have arrived on Tuesday in the United States. But in the case of the group of 11 who just left on Sunday, they were so-called urban refugees, so they have not been living in camps, but they have lived in N'Djamena on their own for the past years. Within UNHCR, we call urban refugees those who fled into a country and who live by themselves. The next group will be leaving early July, and these will be mainly refugees who are right now still living in one of the 12 refugee camps we do have for Sudanese refugees in Eastern Chad, and refugees from the Central African Republic living in 5 of the refugee camps in Southern Chad.
Tell us a little bit about the selection process, how your protection officers in the field conduct interviews before the refugees qualify.
Well, this takes about 9 months. Our protection officers in the field and in the refugee camps know special vulnerable cases who may be eligible for resettlement, but in the end, it's always the accommodating country and the receiving country who has the last decision. In this period of 9 months, they go through several interviews with UNHCR, with immigration officials from the receiving country, with staff of the embassy from the receiving country, with UNHCR again, and it's very strong and serious selecting process, and up till the very last moment, changes can occur, even changes on the side of the refugees decide maybe not to go because they prefer to stay in the country of asylum, or they prefer just to wait for an opportunity to go home to their country of origin.
Are all those resettled in the United States, or are there other countries or other areas that are accepting the refugees?
For the refugees in Chad, the United States is the first country who offered us to take some refugees, because Chad has been hosting 330,000 refugees for the past 6-7 years from Sudan and from the Central African Republic. We have a total of 250,000 refugees from Darfur in 12 refugee camps and 70,000 refugees from the Central African Republic in 5 refugee camps. So it's up to the receiving countries to contact us with this offer and contact not just us, but because it's basically helpful for the host country, like in this case, Chad, to share a little bit the burden and to take some of the refugees of whom we know that they may not be able to go home or to go home soon. Chad is a very, very poor country with very limited natural resources like water and firewood. And the Chadian people and the Chadian government have been extremely generous for many, many years. And in a region where you have basically deserts or semi-deserts, and where even the host population doesn't have enough to survive, to share all this over 6 and 7 years with 250,000 people is quite a big, big achievement for the Chadian government and the Chadian population. And it's only fair if other countries help in a little bit to share the burden.
Are any neighboring countries involved in the resettlement process, neighboring to Chad? And are there other countries around the world that are interested in joining this resettlement program?
For UNHCR, we have always many countries willing to resettle refugees. One of the major, major resettlement countries is certainly the United States, followed by Canada and Australia and Scandinavian countries in Europe. But this depends on the origin of the refugees, and this depends on which country they are hosted in. Now, the United States so far has been the only country expressing its willingness to take some refugees out of Chad.
And does this involve politics? Is the United States doing this for political reasons because of its great involvement in the conflict in Sudan and also its desire for stability in Central African Republic?
Well, this may be one of the reasons, but basically it's also settled in the Geneva Convention, the country signed in 1951, that certain host countries may be overburdened in the long run and that other countries who signed the convention will help them. Now, we already do get lots of help by receiving lots of money each year to be able to assist the refugees in food and non-food items and water and keeping them alive and having them in camps and providing shelter and protection. If other countries around the globe decide that they want to assist Chad in hosting these refugees, not just by giving us money to feed them, by taking them out and giving them the opportunity to continue a new life or a better life somewhere else, then it's up to the countries that to decide to do so. This may be politically motivated, but it's basically part of the Geneva Refugee Convention.
How does the UNHCR's identification process work to determine who will be selected for resettlement?
For 2009, we will try to identify, which doesn't mean select, identify potential resettlement cases at maybe 1,800 cases who may be able to leave at the end of 2009 and 2010. So if you take a Sudanese refugee population of 250,000 and you say that within this year and the next year we may be able to identify 1,800 very vulnerable cases like widows or single-headed households or refugees with a special medical condition that cannot be cured in Chad nor in Sudan, or refugees from other preceding countries like the Central African Republic who had political problems and who really would face the danger for their life if they would go back, then this is really a very small number in comparison to the whole number. And as far as these refugees in Eastern Chad and the Chadian internally displaced population and the humanitarian and all of us working here are concerned, we are living in a conflict zone and we are living in a zone of regional conflict. So I think everybody is somehow affected, and we cannot say this group is more affected than the other because everybody here is affected.
Do you have any word so far on how the refugees who arrived in the United States this week have been received?
No, unfortunately not. No, we haven't got the feedback yet, but maybe in the coming days we will get some.
Uh-huh. And what idea do you have on where they're going and what activities they'll be involved in the United States?
Well, basically, the refugees, first of all, have to get used to the new place they're living in. Then I think English language course is mandatory. They will go through 3 months of introducing activities, followed up by the immigration personnel in the United States and by the social personnel in the United States. So UNHCR won't be involved in this process anymore. They will be taught and they are counseled on their rights, on their obligations. Some of them told us that they eventually would like to go to university to study. Others may try to find a job. The resettlement cases are always accompanied by the receiving state and by the social activities and the social stuff of the receiving state until a certain time, for the first 3 months, and then after 1 year, and then step by step they are not left alone, but step by step they are introduced to and encouraged to take over their own life in the new country. And all the refugees now, the 11 that left Chad, they have never been in the United States before. They don't have any relatives. They didn't know what to expect. So I guess it will take quite some time for them to get used to a completely different and new culture.
Will they be living with individual families?
No, they live on their own. There are individuals and families being resettled, and in communities where you already have refugees living, they may be received by their communities of the countries of origin. And the United States has always accepted many people from the world, so you have in many different states and cities many different communities, and I suppose that if these communities know that a new person from their country of origin is arriving, that they will also help the person or the family to adapt to the new surroundings.
I see that you've targeted several medium to large size cities, not the biggest cities in the United States that one might expect, but cities along the line of Lexington, Kentucky, San Antonio, Texas, Des Moines, Iowa, and Salt Lake City, Utah. Now, do you have a track record in those communities where these incoming refugees would be able to find jobs relatively easy, especially given the tough economic times that the United States is going through right now?
Well, you should question those people within the United States government who are taking care of the resettlement process, because all what UNHCR is doing is to present the individual or the family or the dossier of one single refugee or a family and to propose the person. And all the rest decision of whether they will be taken and where they will go lies totally in the hands, in this case, of the United States.
What are your expectations about the refugee populations in Chad? Are they continuing to grow both from the Sudanese population and the Central African Republic, or have the camp settled on the size that they are going to achieve?
As far as the Sudanese refugees from Darfur are concerned, we get from time to time some families, but the last really big influx we had in Eastern Chad was in February 2008. So it's now 1.5 years ago where we received over one weekend 13,000 new people. But basically they are stable and we received just a handful of people. As far as the Central African Republic is concerned, there we really do have a new refugee influx every month because the political situation in the Central African Republic, especially in the north and the northeast, is not stable at all. And since January, we have received about 16,000 new refugees from the Central African Republic only.